Ukraine security issue.
May 12th, the 78th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, saw continued air raids as well as artillery and missile strikes on Ukrainian cities and villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions bordering on Russia. In Novgorod-Siversky, Chernihiv region, 3 civilians were killed and 14 were wounded as a result of bombardments. According to Vyacheslav Chaus, head of the Chernihiv region military administration, schools, administrative buildings and private houses were damaged. In the southeast of the country, Russian bombers again dropped internationally banned cluster and phosphorus bombs on a village in the Dnipropetrovsk region. The Russians also used multiple launch rocket systems targeting other villages in the region. As a result of the strike, several civilians were killed or wounded. In the neighboring Zaporizhia region, as many as 60 private houses were destroyed in one day in one village alone. One civilian was killed and 3 were wounded. The Russian troops keep on attacking Ukrainian positions in 5 frontline areas designated by the Kremlin as principal for the advancement in the Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kherson regions, which Russia aims to take under complete control and secure a land bridge to Crimea. The Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol continue to beat off massive attacks on the Azovstal steelworks, their last stronghold, and even counterattack, inflicting heavy losses on the Russian army and still hoping to be rescued. Kyiv has proposed to the Kremlin to exchange heavily wounded Ukrainian soldiers for captured Russians, but still there is no response from Moscow. Maxim Zhorin, one of the commanders of the Azov regiment that has been defending Mariupol since the first day of the war, says that the wounded are just slowly dying. The situation with the wounded is extremely complicated. Our second underground hospital that worked in the bomb shelter is now destroyed. There are no medicines, instruments, or bandages. Under such conditions, even those who have relatively light wounds or injuries have to get their limbs amputated or just slowly die a terrible death, said Maxim Zhorin. Not a single town or village in the Luhansk region has water or power supplies, while the Russian occupiers siphon natural gas from the local pipeline. The major part of critical infrastructure will have to be built anew from scratch, according to Serhiy Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration. The Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway is constantly under fire, and it has been impossible for almost a week to evacuate civilians from Lysychansk. They constantly hear explosions of heavy artillery shells as well as missiles. When the shelling abates for a short while, they go outside looking for water in the few wells that remain intact. However, despite the real lethal danger, many of them, mostly the elderly, refuse to leave their homes. Ukrainian radio correspondents asked some of them why. So what? I'm still alive. My mother is 95 years old and I am blind. Where should I go? What would I do there? Shells and missiles fly over our heads all the time. My wife has just run to the basement and I'm outdoors with my dog. I pray. I'm a believer. I'm going to the church to ask God to give peace to my country. We were afraid before. We were very afraid when we heard explosions. Now we're kind of used to them and we can even tell what this or that sound means. We'll be trying to survive somehow. We only want this to end as soon as possible. All we want is peace. We just want to live. At least 50 high-precision missiles are at the ready on board Russian warships in the Black Sea off the Ukrainian coast. So there is no safe place anywhere in the country. Meanwhile, fierce fighting continues at the southern front lines in the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. There, Ukrainian defenders beat off all enemy attacks, inflicting heavy losses on Russian troops and destroying more and more of their hardware. Ukrainian journalists reported on Thursday, citing sources with the Ukrainian intelligence, that the Russian Navy lost one of its two cargo ships in the Black Sea. The ship of the 23120 type reportedly caught fire. It may be either Vsevolod Bobrov or Elbrus. The Ukrainian forces have reportedly liberated several villages and towns north of Kharkiv and continue to push the Russians further away from the city toward the Russian border. Some of the Russian army units withdraw from the area for rearmament and re-equipment. According to Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler, the Ukrainian army is already actively using heavy weapons supplied by Western partners. A new aid package under the Lend-Lease program is now on the table, she said. But it should be understood that until all the necessary weapons arrive, Ukraine is facing several hard weeks, if not months. The amount of war-caused damage to Ukraine's infrastructure is growing every day. According to analysts with the Kyiv School of Economics, the sum has increased by $2.4 billion over the past week alone. Experts estimate the total losses sustained by Ukraine since the start of the war at more than $94 billion. As a measure to compensate for a part of the losses, the National Security and Defense Council has decided to withdraw Russian assets. The first in line are the Ukrainian daughter banks of Russia's Sberbank and Prominvestbank.